Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
Like it or lump it, guys, we were on the maths train, albeit a little bit late to the maths train, but we're on it. Last night, it was the reunion, and someone who was in the thick of it all and had been all season was Samantha. She's joining me on the line at the moment. Hi, Samantha.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good, good. Now, look, last night, pretty intense stuff, as probably to be expected, I imagine. A big part of the season, I suppose, was the issue between Sam, Coco and yourself. I know I personally was screaming at the television a lot of the time, rooting for you. I think you handled it really well. What was it like living through it?
Yeah, I mean, watching it back was really hard, actually. And, you know, also having to do... you know, have questions the next day following it with PR and all that sort of stuff, you know, having to relive it. And because it is something that's happened in my past as well. And then to have it happen again on national TV was pretty humiliating. So yeah, watching it back was hard, but you know, I went in to the dinner party last night, still not knowing to the extent of what they were doing behind my back.
Yeah. Really tough. And I know it must've been incredibly hard, but what good would you say going on the experiment brought for you? Surely something came out of it.
Oh, amazing things. Like I don't regret a day of that experiment because, you know, I got to do things with my family that I would have never have been able to do normally. So, you know, seeing Dad in a limo on our way to the wedding, he's never been in a limo before, and then my mom going and choosing a dress and getting dressed up, and she's never out of her high viz. So it's just to do all of those things, you know, I've never been to Kingscliff where we went on our honeymoon. So all of those little things and the girls and the guys that I met as mates, all of that combined, I don't regret a day.
Good. I'm glad to hear that because, like I said, I was rooting for you on there and while you were on. And So what's next for you, I guess?
So I'm back on the tools next week. I've just bought another big project that I'm gutting and renovating and building. So yeah, pretty much back to work for me as of next week. And then other than that, it's just, you know, the kids keep you pretty down to earth. I mean, it's still packing lunches, school drop-offs, all of that sort of stuff.
Course.
So yeah, back to normal for me.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that you've got such a positive attitude coming out of it. Thank you so much for joining me, Samantha,
today. No, my pleasure.
And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.